This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope today is a special day for you. There was a 95-year-old woman at the nursing home and she received a visit from one of her friends from the church. How are you feeling? Oh, she said, I'm just worried sick. Well, what are you worried about, dear? Her friend said, you look pretty well. You look healthy. Are they taking good care of you here? Oh, yes, she said, they're taking very good care of me. Well, are you in any pain? No, she said, I'm not in any pain. Well, what are you worried about? So the dear old lady leaned back in her rocking chair, sighed a heavy sigh, and then started to explain her major worry. Every close friend I ever had has already died, she said, and gone on to heaven. I'm afraid they're all wondering where I went. Now, I think it's a cute story, an amusing story, but the theme of worry is not so funny, is it? The world's full of people like you and me who worry. Some people worry about everything. Each day becomes a problem because of the worries that that day brings into the future days. And I want to say today, and again tomorrow, that God's Word, the Bible, has some answers. For example, David said this in Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'm sure a lot of people would want to pray that prayer and to ask God to get rid of all their fears, to free me, deliver me from my fears. Let's have a look at this word worry. And in the Greek, it actually means to be divided. And the Greek word, which is a little bit hard to pronounce, is actually formed by two root words, divided and mind. So to worry actually means to be pulled in different directions. Yeah? Do you know how it is to be pulled in different directions? First, one fear pulls you in one way and then another fear pulls you in another direction. It's even possible to have hope and then this can pull you in another direction. So it's back and forth. And if this soon keeps going, we can actually literally worry ourselves sick. Have you ever felt pulled apart by worry? I mean, it's common knowledge that today worry causes all sorts of physical ailments, sleep disorders, disabling headaches, stomach ulcers. Even some heart issues are caused by worry. It was Corrie ten Boom, that great saint, who said, worry doesn't empty tomorrow of sorrows, it empties today of strength. And someone else has said that worry is a thin stream of fear that trickles through the mind, which, if it was encouraged, will make a channel that's so wide that all other thoughts will be drained out. So the question is, what is your biggest worry right now? Can I say that worry is a bad investment? And Jesus actually had some excellent words. He said, look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't store grain in barns. He said, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth more than birds? Can worry make you live longer? Why worry about clothes? Look how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. And Jesus said, I tell you that Solomon, with all his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields. Even though it's here today and thrown into a fire tomorrow, he will surely do even more for you. Why do you have such little faith? Don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear? Only people, Jesus said, who don't know God are always worrying about these things. But your Father in heaven knows that you need these. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants, and then the other things will be yours as well. That's in Matthew chapter 6. So you see there that worry actually doesn't add anything. It actually subtracts, because Jesus said, can worry make you live longer? It's really quite useless, isn't it? Can't add anything to your height. It can't add any hour to your life. It just doesn't add. It actually subtracts everything from your life. It can actually subtract days, months, and years. Worry really is a bad investment of time and energy, and no matter how you look on it. So it won't make you live longer, that's for sure. It won't make you live smarter or better. It will rob you of joy and peace. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being called a child of God. We want that assurance, Lord, that we can be free from worry. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.